Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mind Aware, 510.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, then you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few moments, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I think you're going to love today's topic because most of us as entrepreneurs have probably been in this position at one point or another. And that is, what if our businesses are pipe dreams? What if we're never going to reach our goals? So someone writes in, and let me just pull up the exact comment here. And by the way, if you ever want to be on the show, just go to danawild.com/askdana, danawild.com/askdana, and you can get your question on the show. So here it is. It says, a freedom coach writes in, what if my business is a pipe dream? I feel like giving up the entrepreneur lifestyle and getting a real job. Can you give me any advice? So, okay. First of all, I think it would be crazy to say that most of us haven't felt like that at one point or another. You get in where you're working, and sometimes you're working a lot of hours or more hours than you really need to be because you're trying to use action to build your business. And you start to think like, gosh, I'm wondering if this is worth it. You know, am I ever going to get to that place where I see myself being? And so I have several things I want to say about this. I have a few points I want to make. So the first point is there's no shame in getting a day job. Anybody who is working an entrepreneurial business, we have this idea that getting a day job or getting a side job or getting something where we're getting an hourly wage is like a step back or we're failures. And so I want to nip that in the bud right now. There's nothing wrong with having a day job and still keeping your entrepreneurial dream. The path to success as you see it in the entrepreneurial world isn't like, okay, here's, you know, point A, point B, point C, and now we're on our way, right? And we're all over the place. If you have a passion, you have a dream, you're going to do whatever it takes to make that happen, and that might include getting a day job. So that's point number one. Point number two, I would like to suggest that once you launch a dream, you can't go back. Abraham Hicks has a great thing that they say. They talk about when you launch a dream, it's like launching a rocket of desire. And when you launch it, you have no choice but to keep up with it emotionally. And I subscribe to that as well. Once you have a dream or a passion or a vision for yourself or a way that you see your life going, your work is not to do the work to get to that dream. Your quote-unquote work is to stay in the emotional state of where you feel like you're on your way to that dream. So that means staying in the emotional state of hope or above. Staying in the emotional state that says, this is happening, I'm figuring it out, I can do this, I'm on my way, it's going to be okay. Okay, so that's point number two. I'm going to talk more about that in a minute here. Point number three that I want to make is that you have probably been feeling this way because you're comparing yourself where you are now compared to where you're going or this big dream that you have. And I know it sounds kind of crazy. Nobody likes when I say this, but that big dream you have, when you get there, you're going to celebrate for about 5 minutes. You're going to have another dream. And then you're going to celebrate that for about 5 minutes, and you're going to have another big dream. So you're never going to get where you want to go. You're always going to have this big gap from where you are to this bigger dream where you see yourself going. And so we can't use that as a comparison. We can't look at where we are now compared to where we're going and say, let me make a list of all the ways I don't measure up, right? Oh my gosh, what a horrible feel bad. We don't want to do that. So I would like to recommend that instead, look at where you're at now compared to where you were a year ago or 2 years ago or three or five and celebrate the progress that you've made. It feels like a pipe dream because you're a good dreamer. It feels like a pipe dream because you have big desires for yourself. It feels like a pipe dream because you have big passion. And so those are good things. So rather than saying to yourself, like, I need to stop dreaming because I don't want to be disappointed, instead say, I love being a big dreamer and look how far it's brought me. Let's look at the path I've already taken. Let's look at how far I've come and look at the joy that my dreams bring to me. Let's start looking at our lives in the quotient of the joy that it brings as opposed to the place we haven't arrived yet. So what if that was our litmus test for whether or not we stay in our businesses or not? Here's the only question you really have to ask yourself. I'll give you a few. Do I believe in what I'm doing? Do I enjoy what I'm doing? Do I love it when I'm working with my clients or my customers? Do I love the mission of my company? Am I passionate about this? Is it fun for me to do? Go for the emotional impact and you will always be happy with what you're doing. And let me tell you, hear it here first. No, whatever you're doing is not a pipe dream. You can be, do, or have anything you want, anything. I don't care how big you're dreaming. I don't even care if it's something that has never been done before. Anything you want, you can have. Your job is to keep in the emotional state of knowing that for yourself, sharing your passion, counting your blessings, counting the things that are going right, feeling good, talking nicely to yourself, being your own best cheerleader, saying those little sentences every day that get you another step closer, looking at the things that are the feel goods, that are the successes in your business, moving closer and closer every day because you are an emotionally centered place more and more and more every day. You are taking care of the real work in building a business, and the real work is the inside job. So make a list every day of three things that are going right. And if you can do more, that's great. Take a moment every day to look back and pat yourself on the back as to how far you've come. Take a little time every day to remind yourself that you're living your passion and you're lucky and you're feeling good, and give yourself those little positive rants that say, I'm doing this and I'm figuring it out. I can make this happen. Because here's the truth. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but I don't think so. The truth is, whether you get a day job or whether you don't, that dream is going to well up inside of you either way. You are going to long for that freedom. You are going to long for this dream or some new, bigger, better dream, because that's what we do as humans. We dream and we think of and wonder, and entrepreneurs are the biggest dreamers of all. So What choice do you have but to keep up with your dream? So get that momentum going. Say those positive phrases. Know that you can do it. Feel good. Do the things that make you feel good. Look for the ways to do the things that light you up. Speak your passion. Follow your mission. Know that you can do it. Know that it's yours to do. Know that nobody else can do it but you. This is your dream. This is your dream to manifest, and you will. You will do it. Stay the course. Say those positive mantras. Feel good. Take intentional action, and one foot in front of the other all the way down the road. And you will realize your dreams. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.